This is iRock with Rockstars, hosted by Ryan from iRock 93.5.
iRock 93.5, what is going on? I am hanging out with St. October. You guys got a lot of stuff going on, don't you?
Oh, hell yeah, we do.
I mean, you always do, but right now there's a lot of epic things. Let's all introduce ourselves first. We've got...
I'm Dustin, the guitarist, vocalist of St. October.
I'm Monica, the vocalist of St. October.
I'm Joe. I hit things.
And there's one person missing.
And I'm Sid.
There we go.
I'm working at Amazon.
I got a job.
Real
jobs. Saturdays.
How lame. Well, you guys are here because, again, you got a lot going on. We're going to jump into the first thing, though, because there is a new video. And you guys make the best damn videos.
Oh, thank you.
I love what you do. You put the time and effort and you do it right. I mean, you won an award for one, for God's sake. So you guys make awesome videos to go with your music, and you got one coming here.
That's right.
Yeah, buddy.
And all the effects that you guys are going to be seeing in this video and that you've already seen, Ryan, all practical, no after effects.
Nice. So, I mean, talk about the song and the video and everything about it here.
So the song is called Sweet Succubi. And the song is going to be part of our upcoming album called Salem.
I guess we just tell people right now that you're listening to it, just go to the YouTube page and watch it. But I mean, you know, just in case they're not there and they're just listening to this, let's kind of describe what they're going to see in the video.
So you've seen the music video for Behemoth the Satanist. It's like that, but with us instead.
And lots and lots of fire.
But, oh, yeah, there's fire.
Yeah, lots of fire, like 10 gallons of jet fuel used. I will brag about that until the day I die.
That shot was super wild to shoot because, like, the wind changed a couple times, and we just got a whole bunch of smoke right in our faces as we were playing.
Yeah, it was so cool visually.
We were performing in front of this huge fire, and I probably smelled like smoke after for a week.
Oh, yeah.
We got to give a shout-out to the Lethal Injection boys for helping us out with that. I believe they have a show at Rascals. What is it?
October 25th.
Yeah.
Yeah, 25th. Yep, I saw that.
Those guys helped out tremendously with just setting up that place and helped taking care of us for the music video. So we have to thank them.
Where did you shoot the video at?
We shot the video at our buddy Mike's place, actually, because his property is huge. And so we just went into the woods and in his barn to shoot the video. And they gathered up tons of firewood from the woods to be able to use for the fire. And they probably were cutting wood for over a week.
Yeah. We spent about a week getting it all prepped up. We even got a sniper tower that was actually used to protect President Obama a couple years back when he came into town.
Oh my God.
And we got some pretty cool aerial shots from up there. I'm not sure if they made it into the cut, but yeah.
I thought you were going to say you used the tower as part of the firewood.
No, but it was on a giant sled that we had to move away from the fire.
Got it. Hey, when you're making a big fire, you just take anything flammable around you and just chuck it on in there. So it works out.
And so basically the overall storyline that we went with in the video is I'm basically playing a character, playing the head witch, gathering other witches for my coven, right? So it's just gathering all of these other girls, which I have to give them a shout out because I am so thankful for all of the beautiful women that were in the video with me because it would not have been possible without them. And I am so excited for the video to be out and for all of them to see it because it is just incredible. And so anyway, me gathering other women for the coven, and then it shows all of us at the end, all in front of the fire, and it is just so cool.
And we should probably also give a shout-out to Wake Brewing and Abernathy's Custom Clothing for letting us use their place for a couple of shots.
I thought you were going to say Wake Brewing for getting you drunk, but...
Oh, well, yeah, that too.
Okay, okay.
Oh, there was a lot of Hand of Dooms consumed during the music video production.
That's the song, that's the video, that's step one of everything that you guys are doing. Step number two is, a lot of times when you're here or we're just talking in general, it's, hey, where are you guys playing next? Where can people go see you? When do they have to buy their plane tickets to go see you next?
Oh, yeah.
You might want to get on that pretty soon.
Yeah, those late plane tickets to Europe, those things, they can cost some money. So, yeah, when do you guys fly out, man?
We fly out September 25th.
That is awesome. European tour.
Mostly in the UK. Actually,
I think exclusively
in the UK.
Yeah, exclusively. I mean, UK.
Unless it goes really well and they want us over in like Germany or
something. Well, they said part two could be possible, how well this one goes. But, you know, I think we might sneak over to Germany just because the first week of October is Oktoberfest, obviously, for Germany.
Kind of a thing, yeah.
Beer Fest.
I don't know, I might have to call back to my job and be like, sorry, guys, I ain't coming back.
Likewise.
So you're flying over there. Who are you guys going to be playing with over there?
Sacrium, the English death metal band.
That's right. We're co-headlining this tour with Sacrium, good friends of ours.
Very cool. And how many shows are you doing?
Seven.
Seven shows. Awesome.
I was just going to make up a number around like eight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no idea. So I play in too many bands that I never have any idea where I'm supposed to be or what I'm doing. I just wait till like the day before and somebody will tell me, hey, be at this place tomorrow. Yeah, it just works.
Slut.
I was planning to just wait until like the end of September and someone being like, hey, Joe, get your drums over or get your stuff or pack a bag and come to Chicago.
Get handed a set list and just play it.
But no, they've been dragging me along, making sure I have my passport and my tickets and
it's
all
an
that
important
stuff.
Thing, yes.
It's like, do we really need that?
Just have to send them little reminders like, hey, Joe, don't forget.
I mean, and that has to be a big part of the experience because obviously you guys have played a lot, you know, around here and other areas and stuff like that. But I mean, the experience of, obviously once you get there, it's going to be a whole other thing. But just getting yourself ready, not only, you know, from a band standpoint, but just a life standpoint of being physically and mentally ready to be gone for how many weeks? And not just gone, not like, oh, you know, taking a vacation to wherever, like gone for, again, how many weeks are you gone?
Like two weeks.
Yeah.
In Europe, focused on putting on good shows, not focused on sightseeing and worrying about what's going on at home. You've got to focus on you guys making that impact there.
We do get 2 days off, but did anybody else hear the riff, the 2 weeks, come on as soon as you guys said 2 weeks? Speaking of the party.
Yes, I did. Yeah. A few times over the last couple months.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, it is a lot to prepare for, like not just mentally, but physically too, because, you know, like you said, like, yeah, we're used to playing shows, but not this many back to back, and especially not from traveling this far. So I'm excited, but I'm also kind of anxious.
Sure. And from your standpoints, from a vocal standpoint, you know, doing that many shows in a row, after you get there, you're going to be jet lagged. You got to pick up all that kind of stuff. What do you already kind of have a routine in your head of like, this is what I got to do to make sure every night I sound fresh and perfect?
Yes. So I have been actually taking vocal lessons for quite a while by the vocal coach, David Akison. He is out of Sweden. We do Zoom lessons, and awesome. He's actually a touring musician as well. So when I have my lessons with him, he tells me, he's like, okay, don't overdo it. You know, these are the warm-ups that you can do. These are the exercises you can do. And he gives me lots of tips and tricks for that. So I feel like I'll be good as long as I don't try to like overstrain my voice. And another thing that he said was like, don't overdo it on the first night. He's like, you are going to be excited. You're going to be happy to be out there. But he's like, try to just do a normal performance. Don't overdo it.
For sure. No, I totally understand that. I mean, that adrenaline will be flowing, but you just got to go out there and perform that like you have every other time before. So that's the beauty of technology, is that you can hop on with him and do that kind of stuff. So that's very cool. Are you just planning to just scream and just let it rip? Or?
Well, you know, the beauty of what we're going to be doing is getting into a little bit of gear talk. We're able to bring our digital mixer, which means we're able to bring our in-ear monitors as well. So another thing that's really going to help us out by not blowing our voice out the first night, the fact that we have some of the comforts of home and being able to adjust our own individual mixes so we can hear ourselves. So there's not going to be no voice.
Sure. Yeah. So that, like you said, that'll be familiar to you, being able to have that and not having, oh, this monitor is like this, that's like that, whatever. So right. At least you're bringing something with you. Whereas Joe, you're going to have apparently a new drum kit every night.
Yeah, it's going to be wild. So playing different drum kits and with nothing being in a familiar spot, it's really easy to drop sticks and miss stuff when you're just like used to like, I'm moving my hands like you can see it on the podcast.
Right.
But it's like if like I know that a certain symbol is normally in a spot, and I go to hit it when I'm not looking, and it's not there that night. That's how you drop sticks.
Yeah.
But my prep has mostly been working a lot on getting my double bass and blast beats down tight. This is a little bit more challenging music than what I normally play with my acoustic band. So just trying to get that consistent so I can do that night after night after night. And just also making sure I have time to warm up before gigs. I'm kind of getting to the age where I need to start warming up.
Yes.
At the ripe old age of 27, going through my one third life crisis.
Everybody needs a stretch. Just before the show, just stretch. Mm-hmm. But no, you mentioned before we started recording this thing that in Europe, a lot of the venues use house kits, which is something that's rare in America in general. So, I mean, that's just an interesting factor that you guys kind of have to, okay, this is a little bit different, you know, walking in early and stuff like that, just to prepare for, again, mentally, physically, all of it, just preparing for that. That's just the kind of stuff that I think most people in general, but especially people that have never, you know, seen a European show or know anything about it, wouldn't have any clue about, you know, because I would have asked you, been like, how are you shipping your drums?
But yeah, honestly, I really do like house kits when they're available. Like playing with my acoustic band, when we play at Gypsy Highway, it's always one of the greatest things because Virgil has a kit already set up for it. So it just cuts 45 minutes off of our load in setup time.
That will help for everywhere you're going, yes, just to be able to load in faster.
Definitely takes out a lot of the stress and raises the mood.
Absolutely, and like our setup time is going to be almost nothing. We're only bringing tiny modelers and processors out, so the cool thing about those is all of our tones from our big rigs are transferable over to that. And so it's going to sound, look, feel just like a San October show, just in a different country.
Yeah, that's exactly what you want. So how have they already given you for each show, like how long your set is?
Yeah, it's going to be 45 minutes to an hour. So we've got it somewhere around the 50-something minute mark to account for any kind of technical hiccups or someone going over.
Right.
But yeah.
So set lists are planned out? Are you planning to kind of change throughout? What are you thinking?
So set list is pretty much set all the way throughout. We want to keep it consistent so we can really drill it into their heads. We've got three new songs we're going to be playing over there. The only change we're going to have is Sarcoma Fest, which we get the pleasure of being the first international act to play that festival over there.
Wow.
We get a 30-minute set, but still, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. So where's Sarcoma Fest at?
What do you mean international? We're American. America's the center of the world. What are they talking about? They're the international ones.
All right.
They were the first American band to play there.
There we go.
We're an American band.
Where's, Sarcoma Fest is where it's, at in?
It's in Kent, I believe.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure where.
We just show up where we're told to go.
Sure.
Like,
all I know is that we're playing London once or twice, and then nice. That Cardiff, that one song, that one place they named after the Stone Sour song, Cardiff.
Okay.
Wild. And Nottingham?
Nottingham, Birmingham.
Nottingham, yep. And then we are going to be playing the...
Cart and Horses.
The Iron Maiden
place. We're
going
to be playing the Cart and Horses, okay. Which is the birthplace of Iron Maiden in London.
That's awesome.
So that's going to be really cool.
That is very cool. I mean, that's what's awesome about something like that. Like, I mean, you look at, obviously, places in America have history as well. I mean, you know, all sorts of different venues. But being able to go to a place like that, that has all sorts of history, and I'm sure, you know, there's other names that are on that wall as well. That is that's very cool. So, well, awesome.
History started in 1776.
So, I mean, you guys got the tour, you got the music video. Anything else you're planning?
So, after the tour, we are just planning on, I believe, just taking the rest of the year off to just finish the album.
So,
That's right. I don't know how I forgot that. We have a show at Lefty's in Des Moines, October 10th with Dark Funeral.
Oh, like,
oh yeah.
And that's about what, 3 days after you get back?
Something like that.
Like 2 or 3 days after we get back, yes.
Facebook, Instagram, what else are you guys on from a social media standpoint where, you know, people can follow along? Because let's be real, people aren't going to be able to make the last minute trip to the UK to check you out. But
we're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.
Perfect. Follow along on all those things because, yeah, I mean, you got to... I'm assuming you'll be posting constantly every day all the
time.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, looking forward to playing the tour. Thank you to Sunny and Secrium for setting this up for us.
Yes, if it wasn't for Sunny and Secrium, this tour wouldn't have been possible because he's the one that booked all of the venues and set the whole tour up, and I just cannot thank him enough.
Awesome. Well, yeah, no, I'm super happy for you guys. I mean, I've loved what you've been doing and everything like that, but being able to get this chance, I think that's a very cool next step in the progression of the band, and I think you guys are going to make a lot of new fans over there for sure.
Oh, we
thank
hope
you.
So.
I really hope so.
Awesome. Make it worth it for us.
Yeah. And I also want to say that, like, speaking of the Dark Funeral show, I have been a fan of Dark Funeral since I was a sophomore in high school. They are the band that got me into black metal.
Yeah.
And so when I found out that we got, like, you know, the gig offer, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I was like, what?
You say that one's at Woolies?
Lefties.
Lefty, Woolly, yeah. Okay, Lefties in Des Moines, right?
Yes.
Yep, yeah, and for $25, you guys can see us, a newly christened international band, for $25 at Lefties.
And a lot easier of a trip than getting on a 9-hour flight to see him in Europe.
October 10th.
October 10th. Check that one out.
Hit up the St. October Facebook page for tickets, because we could sell them to you without the online fees, and we lose less money.
That's always a plus. No, that's, I totally understand the online fees thing, man. However you can do that without having to get those fees, absolutely works. So once again, St. October, I appreciate you guys coming in. Like I said, video, music, and the tour, it's all awesome. You guys are doing great stuff. Once again, another Quad Cities band making us all proud. Love you guys.
Aw, thank you.
Thank you. Love you too.